Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today my co-host is Brian. And Brian, my question for you today is, did you ever work remotely before COVID?
No, I don't think I did. I was thinking about that. I'm like, nope, this was like a first brand new experience for me.
I know. For me too.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I always had in-person positions. I feel like maybe I would work remote if like you had to have somebody coming over to the house for the afternoon to like fix your refrigerator or something.
Right. And you can take like all your notes with you. And if you were lucky to have a laptop, you could like bring that home with you, but it didn't always work.
Right.
Yes.
Totally. So today we're going to talk through all things remote work, which industries have shifted to more remote work, how to find remote positions if that's something you're interested in, and then ultimately how to determine if working remotely is right for you. So yeah, we all got probably a little too much experience working remotely, right? Yeah. We were forced because of COVID, but it's definitely not a new concept.
Well, that's a great point because it isn't. You know, COVID definitely forced us into that. And it's interesting with remote work because it isn't necessarily all online. However, a remote position might resemble what we've seen for the past couple years, where you call into video meetings and you work on projects like separately, but then come back together and talk about them, or then you share a screen and work with that. Could also mean that you're doing a job where you're physically removed from your company. Like positions with a lot of traveling, such as meeting with clients or talent recruiting, could be considered a remote position by companies if you aren't in your office every day. And, you know, it's interesting, too, while everyone's adapted to moving online in some form or another, some students and employees prefer to work remotely, while others prefer, like, the energy of that in-person environment.
Right. Totally. So from your own experience, what would you say are some of the pros and cons of working remotely?
Ooh, good question. I think there's, it's funny, like, the pros, it's great that you save on gas, especially today. Like, that's fairly important.
Oh, my gosh.
You often get some extra sleep. Because you don't have to get up as early. And there is that flexibility sometimes where you're working and then you can take a break in your home environment. And that can be really relaxing.
For sure.
I think my favorite, too, is that you sometimes have like that semi-professional dress where you've got like my professional shirt and I've got shorts on. And it's fine.
Yes. Especially in the summer. That's nice.
It's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
How about you for pros?
Yeah, definitely the same ones. I feel like lunch was easy because you didn't have to pack a lunch and you have whatever you wanted. You didn't have to plan for that in the morning.
Yes.
I also liked how, on a lunch break or like quick in between a meeting, you can throw in a load of laundry. You know, you can switch it over. Things like that that take like no time out of your workday, but, you know, you're getting something done that you don't have to do after work.
Absolutely.
Right? Like instead of a break talking to coworkers, you have a quick break for laundry.
You know, as we think about this, we talk about all the pros. And if everything was a pro, I think everyone might choose remote.
Right.
Were there certain cons that you encountered as you were doing this?
Yes. Looking back, I'm kind of like, how did I do that? Because my kids were at home and they're not quiet. So I had childcare. But the childcare came to my house. It was my mom. So they were always home. And that, especially at the beginning, like when school was out, it was really, really hard to manage. So the distractions were pretty big. So I really enjoy the quiet environment back at work now. What about you?
I would say distractions is one of the biggest, right? Like sometimes switching your brain from like, hey, my pencil broke for class. Where's the sharpener? How does this work? To somebody's fighting over crayons. I think the other big con was sometimes just staying connected to the office.
For sure.
I found when it was like 100% remote, it was hard. Like at times it was hard to feel connected. It was hard to get that energy. And you really had to count on yourself to find like that self-starter energy, right? Can you do it?
Yes.
Can you get going? Can you stay focused? And can you trust yourself?
And being intentional about reaching out to colleagues.
Yes.
I found that, I mean, there were some colleagues I naturally worked with very frequently. But then there were a handful of people in the office that were like, I haven't talked to you in months other than seeing you on a staff meeting or something. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, there's pros and cons. And we want to kind of keep talking through that. All companies have had their own timeline for moving back to the office. So some have been in person since shortly after the pandemic started. Others might have adapted more of a hybrid model of work where employees come in a few days. And others still have moved completely to remote work. According to an article from Forbes, industries that did well with remote workers included banking, manufacturing, and public sector positions, such as lawyers and consultants. Other positions that did well with remote work were those where the company had resources to send employees their laptops, other technology. I even heard of some places giving a nice little budget for a quick little home office remodel.
I like that idea.
Which would be super fun.
Which would be amazing.
My chair was always terrible, and yeah. I wished for a new office chair. Indeed also posted a list of majors that are more aligned with finding remote positions upon graduation. So some of these included web design, IT, business, journalism, graphic design, even counseling, could be some that can, you know, just flow a little bit more naturally into a remote sort of environment. Definitely check out the show notes though, because we're going to have a full list there. And if you want, you can also explore some of these majors and more on our website, the Career Center's website, looking at the career guides by major resource that we offer there.
Excellent. You know, as you think about it, so we've talked a lot about pros, cons, mm-hmm. ideas, where remote might come from. So as you're listening, you're probably wondering, well, how do I know if this is right for me? And Megan and I wanted to provide a list of questions, and with some of them looking at personality traits, your values, your interests. And what we'd like you to do as we're talking through those questions, make note of your answers. And this might help you figure out what option is the best fit for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right.
Okay. Question number one, and we'll try to answer these ourselves as well. So, Brian, do you tend to be more social or more reserved?
And I would normally say I'm somewhere in the middle, but that is not going to work for this. So I'm
not allowed.
I'll choose. I tend to be a little bit more reserved. So I do like talking to people and interacting. I noticed when it was fully remote, and unless you, as you said, Megan, unless you're intentional in reaching out, it's easy to get disconnected. Mm-hmm. But I think for myself, the one part of remote was when it was quiet, I could get focused, get things done, and I was good with that kind of energy.
Totally. Yeah. And I would say on the flip side, I tend to be a little more social. I also feel like I'm somewhere in the middle, but I would lean toward the social side. And if that's you, as you're listening, you may want to look for positions that are in person. Remote work might not provide that level of camaraderie with your coworkers that you need to feel satisfied in your role. And that's what we're really looking for, right? Like feeling content and satisfied in the position that we're in. So what sort of work is going to get us there? You might also be someone who likes to bounce ideas off of other people, who wants to have lunch with other people, mm-hmm. Which obviously is a little harder to do when working from home, unless it's with the people who are living in your household.
Every single day.
And you get to see them a lot anyways.
Yes, you do. Megan, I think you bring up a great point, because it is looking for kind of that job that you don't have to work so hard to get what you need from it, right? And keeping that in mind too.
Exactly.
All right, so question number two, Megan. Is your remote environment prone to distractions or disruptions?
Yes, 100%. As I mentioned, when there's kids in the house,
they
can try to be quiet or be in a different room when you're on a call and things like that. But yeah, the distractions and disruptions are certainly there, even when you have childcare in the house. And that was my situation. So, wasn't the best in that way. What about you?
Yeah, I would say yes. There were some times, I think, on the flip side of this where maybe they're back at school, we're still remote at certain times.
Yeah.
And I think if your environment, as you're listening to this and can think about when it is quiet, when there's mm-hmm. less distractions, mm-hmm. if you can create a flow and a schedule that works for you, then that might be a great fit to consider, because you could jump from, say, the home part of your house to my office part, or to this part where you switch on to work mode.
Yep. Yep. And if you're living with a bunch of other people who maybe have jobs, maybe one of them is a nurse who works at night. So you know you have the house
That's
to
a
yourself
great point.
During the day, right?
Yes.
So you kind of have to analyze your personal situation.
That's right.
Okay, Brian, does your success in your chosen career depend on networking?
Not necessarily from my career.
Sure.
So it's interesting, like working for a counseling center where students are coming and they're seeking out counseling, networking isn't so much part of what
right.
I would do.
They're going to come to you they're regardless come to of if you are us. Out there networking or not.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So I think in that case, remote work lends itself well as you're part mm-hmm. of a bigger agency like mm-hmm. this. So if it wasn't, let's say, University Counseling Center, mm-hmm. if it was a bigger private practice mm-hmm. or let's a place even like Pine Rest, mm-hmm. where folks are going to call in and then get triaged to you,
sure.
they're coming in naturally. So networking isn't as important for that role.
Yep.
So remote work would work well with that.
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah. If you said yes, you may want to filter out remote positions when job searching. Because, yeah, networking is a part of a lot of positions where FaceTime with people is helpful. Or I guess in the Career Center, all of our career advisors and those who work with our employer partners, you know, it's helpful to be on campus to meet with faculty
Absolutely.
Or just have those casual run-ins. It's helpful to be in person when you're meeting with a potential employer who wants to hire our students. So, yeah, I would say Career Center, there's a little bit of both.
That makes sense. And it almost brings back that same point of like, how are you intentional? If you need to start doing
yes.
some networking, build that into your schedule. So if yep. you're primarily remote, then maybe it's 2 days a month. You do things that kind of bring
totally.
People in or connect.
Totally.
Excellent. So our fourth question, Megan, are you a self-starter or do you do better with explicit instructions?
That's hard for me. I also want to walk the line on this one.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm going to say self-starter. just because I like to take initiative. Mm-hmm. My job now, doing marketing and communications for the Career Center, it's kind of on me to get things going. If I don't do something, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, I'd say self-starter. What about you?
Good point. I would walk the line there too, but I'll go on the other side
okay,
of it and
good.
Say like, I do like explicit instruction.
Yep.
I do know sometimes if I've got a great outline, I think in outlines. So if someone's like, hey, here's our goal,
yeah.
then I'm great going with it. But
yep.
if there's that kind of structure, and I think that's what that one thing, if you are, let's say, more in person, it's really easy to get in touch with someone, run ideas by them, talk it over. And for me, as someone who likes that kind of mm-hmm. lead and instruction, it's really helpful.
Right. Yeah. If you really want kind of that more constant feedback or being able to bounce ideas off of people.
Yeah.
Remote work might be a little, it might be a little more challenging to just have that naturally happen.
Yeah, naturally. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Final question. And I know the answer for you, but are you tied to a geographic location?
Yes. So, you know, I think that's an interesting one. So yes, I think there is some ties here and mm-hmm. that kind of adds both flexibility for in person, but then mm-hmm. maybe something that is also, if they offer a remote option, would mm-hmm. allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good thing to evaluate. Do I want to be able to live wherever I want and mm-hmm. move around from year to year, keeping the same position? Or, you know, do I want to make sure that I can kind of stick around in one spot?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, kind of a hybrid thing would be you have a in-person position, but most of your work is traveling. So that also, that's a remote position because you're not at home. You still are meeting with people in person, but you're not at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, too, about when you look up job descriptions, how do you understand what they mean by remote?
Yes.
And that, yes. I'll come back to that point in a second. So I
yes.
want to say, as you're awesome. Listening to these questions, hopefully you've been keeping track for yourself and you're looking at what is adding up, what's not, how it all fits together. Think about these answers. Think about how they influence the type of jobs that you're looking for. And there are some really great job tools that will let you look at the job description to see what does remote mean for that.
Mm-hmm.
These might be Handshake, LinkedIn. Indeed provides options to filter your job search results with remote positions and temporary remote options available. And some also mention, hey, this is hybrid or remote work can be negotiated.
Sure.
So yeah. definitely pay close attention to the job description to see how they define remote work.
For sure. And yeah, the kind of that negotiation piece, I would say that's something that in the majority of cases might be on the table, right? That
yeah.
that they would maybe allow them their employees some sort of hybrid option. I think you want to be careful how you might ask for that, and you want to do it later in the process when you're having conversations. But I think that's certainly something that is much easier to negotiate now than it was pre-COVID.
Thinking about job descriptions, what they used to look like compared to what you see now, I think you're right. That is so much more on the table.
Absolutely. Awesome. So ultimately, thinking about your own personality, work style, and what flexibility you need from an employer can help you guide your decision to apply for and accept remote versus an in-person position. Or like we've said, maybe the combo of the two, right? Maybe some sort of a hybrid. So yeah, I think we've covered it today, Brian.
I think so too. So take a moment, think about your answers, and yeah, absolutely see what works best for
you. See what works, and always come in and chat if you want to kind of talk that through with someone.
Absolutely.
Great. All right. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.